Individual ingenuity has become a hallmark of the pandemic, with artists producing an array of creative in-person and virtual innovations. Special correspondent Kat Wise has a story of how one San Francisco artist stepped in to help out during the early days and soon found a new calling. It's part of our arts and culture series, Canvas.
On a recent morning, San Francisco illustrator and graphic journalist Wendy McNaughton put the finishing touches on a drawing. She's illustrated, edited, and authored 10 books, including 3 bestsellers. McNaughton has traveled widely, drawing things she sees and people she meets, from bootmakers to hospice patients, security guards, and literary icons like Joan Didion and Susan Sontag. In 2019, she spent a week documenting the military court in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba for the New York Times.
I taught myself to draw super fast without looking down very much.
McNaughton demonstrated those skills while sketching our cameraman, Devin Pinkert.
To me, drawing is never about making a good drawing. It's about the process of looking at the world and people in it and connecting with it. It's what I see.
I like it.
When the pandemic hit, McNaughton, who has a master's degree in social work, knew those connections would be harder to make. Mwah. She and her wife, Caroline Paul, an author, wanted to find some way to help.
We were talking to my mom and my dad, and my mom suggested, why don't you teach drawing to kids?
She took her mom's advice, and on Monday, March 16th, 2020, she went live on Instagram.
Hello, welcome to drawing class.
I'd never done Instagram live before.
Wow, so glad everybody could come.
Caroline picked up the phone and she pointed it at me, and we taught the kids how to draw a dog.
Were you expecting a few kids to join?
Well, maybe get 100 people. And we had over 12,000 on the first day. Yes, it was overwhelming.
That is so cool.
And it was awesome.
McNaughton and Paul ended up doing 72 live Instagrams over the following months. She says viewership was highest during the first few weeks, with tens of thousands logging on from all over.
Veracruz, Mexico, Saskatoon, Canada.
I think we counted over 70 countries or something like that, like truly international. And all of the kids would take pictures of themselves holding up their art at the end. So this incredible community of kids formed, and they all got to see each other and got to feel connected.
Hello!
McNaughton's joyful, unpolished videos, which she called Draw Together, combined art instruction with dancing and social-emotional support.
Does that feel peaceful?
Art assistant Caroline.
Paul stayed behind the camera, but still had a presence.
She's extra shy.
And their dog, Suso, made frequent appearances.
Art, but drawing in particular, helps us with our fine motor skills. It helps us with decision making and stuff like that. It helps us academically, for sure. But then there's this socio-emotional stuff underneath. So that is recognizing our own emotions and identifying them. It's learning to be curious about other people and connect with them, right? Celebrate differences.
Early last year, after receiving positive feedback from parents and kids, McNaughton and Paul built a studio in a local theater. McNaughton funded the project using personal savings and an advance payment from a newsletter service called Substack.
You know what it's time for? Oh yeah, it's time to draw.
There, they recorded 12 episodes and made them available for free on Substack and YouTube. With Suso looking on, McNaughton gave me a tour.
Everything in the Draw Together studio is made by hand. Everything's made of cardboard or paper mache. All of the books, these are just pieces of wood. This is called Leaves of a Yass. It's a classic. This here is our magic portal. Take it away.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
We visit all different types of people, so the kids really see themselves reflected in the shelf. Okay. Weather check.
Paul says there have been a lot of lessons learned along the way.
Just push my hand away if I'm too close. And action. One of the things that somebody said is that if you're going to be shooting art, you should have a static camera over. Mm-hmm. And we thought, oh, that'd be so great. And then when we had the opportunity for it, it didn't look good.
Come on over here. Let's draw.
Basically, when Wendy talks, she's talking to a kid on the other side of the camera. I mean, it happens to be me too, but it's also a kid. And a kid is going to peer in. A kid is going to be looking around. So the camera represents every kid.
Going forward, MacNaughton hopes to find new ways to produce and distribute Draw Together shows. And she's also expanding her mission, promoting robust arts education in schools around the country. With a grant from Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey's Start Small philanthropic fund, she and a team recently launched a pilot project called Draw Together Classrooms.
We heard from teachers that they had been using Draw Together in their classrooms. So we said, wow, this would be really useful for classrooms that might not have funding for art in their programs or might not have really kind of fun, smoothly integrated socio-emotional learning opportunities.
The project provides resources and curriculum developed with the help of education experts to 100 mostly high-need schools and community programs.
This is an actual book that Wendy Mack made.
One of the educators taking advantage of the program is Anna Sopko. She teaches first grade at Cesar Chavez Elementary in San Francisco's Mission neighborhood.
At our school, we have 30 minutes a week with an outside specialist for 8 weeks out of the year, which is pretty minimal.
If we can't draw, you know what that means. Let's dance.
She says she's seen an impact since her students began watching Draw Together.
They really connect with her. At the beginning of the year, a lot of the kids wanted everything to turn out perfectly. And over time, I've seen them become more and more willing to say, that's okay, I messed up, or to offer each other advice, like, we all draw differently, you can always turn the page over and start again. I think the more we can keep that dialogue going, I think that's really going to improve their confidence, not just as artists, but as people in the world.
As they finished their drawings on a recent afternoon, a surprise guest popped in.
Hello!
It was the first time MacNaughton was able to connect in person with a group of young fans.
One, two, three, let's do a show! Oh! Look at all these beautiful butterflies!
MacNaughton recently raised new funds, mostly from small donations, to provide art supplies to several thousand students. And she hopes to expand the Draw Together Classrooms project to 10,000 schools by 2023. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Kat Wise in San Francisco.